Gimnasia verbal. Beside versus besides. Now, you look really excited today, Annie. How are you?
I'm absolutely fine.
Good. Are you excited?
Yes.
I am too, because today we're going to look at, amongst other things, the difference between beside and besides, which is something that a lot of Spaniards have problems with, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with beside. It's very easy. Beside means al lado de. It's mm-hmm. exactly the same as next to. Okay, then let's look at some examples. I'm going to give you an example, a sentence in English, using the term next to.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to say exactly the same thing, substituting next to for beside. Y ojo, que en inglés no empleamos una preposición después de beside, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Porque beside en sí es una preposición. The bank is next to the post office. Or, Annie?
The bank is beside the post office.
Muy bien. Jackie lives next to the motorway. Or?
Jackie lives beside the motorway.
Jackie lives beside the motorway. Muy bien. Can I sit next to Federico?
Can I sit beside Federico?
Good. I prefer sitting next to the window. Or?
I prefer sitting beside the window.
Muy bien. I prefer sitting beside the window. Let's turn our attention now to besides, which can mean one of two things. Firstly, as a preposition. Okay, besides means aparte de, okay,
mm-hmm.
just like apart from. So when it's followed by a noun, it means apart from, aparte de. Por ejemplo, apart from the weather, we had a good time. Ahora quiero que digas la misma frase empleando besides.
Besides the weather, we had a good time.
Good, besides the weather, we had a good time. Apart from the traffic in Madrid, the journey was okay. Or?
Besides the traffic in Madrid, the journey was okay.
Good, besides the traffic in Madrid, the journey was okay. Apart from the first 20 minutes, they played awfully.
Besides the first 20 minutes, they played awfully.
Good. Okay, let's look at besides now as an adverb. When you use besides on its own, okay, followed by a comma, it means además. So we'll do a similar exercise. Okay, I'll give you one way of saying something, and I want you to express the same thing using besides.
Muy
I'm going to use the expression what's more, que también significa además, okay? He's not interested in going to the wine tasting, and what's more, he doesn't drink.
He's not interested in going to the wine tasting, and besides, he doesn't drink.
Good. A wine tasting, by the way, is una cata de vino.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can't go to the party. What's more, you're underage. Underage means?
Menor de edad.
Eso es. Okay, so you can't go to the party. What's more, you're underage. Or?
You can go to...
You can't.
You can't. You can't go to the party besides you're underage.
Okay, besides, siempre hay una pausa después de besides. Besides es una palabra bastante enfática, okay? You mm-hmm. can't go to the party. Besides, you're underage.